More triangle.
That's the triangle here today. And that's in honor of one of the guys that is celebrating a birthday today. Is very adept at playing the triangle.
Really?
At least one of the characters that he does is very good at the triangle.
Oh.
Today it's the Almanac, Monday, March 26th, 85th day of the year. We have 280 days. You know, the triangle is not easy to play. If you try to do the roundabout where you dunk
very
in
difficult.
The middle, it's very difficult. If you hold it still and then you do the kind of the Charlie's Angels kind of when they're kind of creeping in the hallway,
right?
And they're kind of sneaking around,
do some unsuspecting bad guys,
right, exactly.
Yeah,
Bosley is there, falling over.
Yes.
So today, Monday, March 26th, 1827, we're remembering Beethoven, Ludwig von Beethoven, dead, the age of 56 on this date.
Hmm.
He was a pretty good composer.
He put
notes to paper.
And would we give some sort of a stipend to somebody who named their kid Ludwig?
We need more of those.
Mm-hmm.
There's a hockey player, one of the teams, I think it was North Dakota, Ludwig Hoff. He was from, like, Norway, which that doesn't really count.
Right, right.
Ludwig, 1827, 1885, Eastman Kodak produced the first commercial moving picture film. That goes all the way back to 1885. That was significant.
Yeah, it was.
1953.
This is polio, the cruel centuries-old crippler of children, enlarged 77,000 times. These are actual polioviruses.
Polio was a problem in the early 1900s into the middle part of the century, but in 1953, a hero emerged. His name was Dr. Jonas Salk. He announced that he had successfully tested a vaccine against polio. He had tested it using his family. He had inoculated his family. He had given his family the virus that he had produced. And they didn't show any polio virus, and then they started testing it on other subjects. And I think it was 1955 they actually started administering it to the public.
And polio's virtually been eliminated.
Yes,
it's
thank
a wonderful
you.
Wonderful thing.
Thank you, Dr. Jonas Salk, 1953. 1955, this song.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, the greenest state in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so they knew every tree, and killed him a bar when he was only three.
Davy!
So you know the Fess Parker version.
Yes.
Tennessee Ernie Ford version. This is the only one that went to number one, being sung by Billy Hayes.
Peace was in store.
Bill Hayes, number one this date, 1955. The Ballad of Davy Crockett. This
have you day. Heard the Headhunters version?
They have that version too, yeah. Young and the Restless, Nadia's theme here for you. The Young and the Restless debuted on this date, 1973, on the Columbia broadcast system. Is that still on today, or they've gone off the air? Can you double-check that?
I think they're gone.
I don't keep up to date with those soap operas like I used to. That was in 73. 79.
Finally, President Carter, on behalf of the people of the United States of America, will conclude this historic ceremony by signing the Treaty of Peace as a witness to the signatures of President Sadat and Prime Minister Begin.
The Camp David Peace Treaty signed at the White House this date. That's the actual signing. President Carter himself signing there along with Menachem Begin and Anwar Sadat. And then, of course, the famous photo opportunity with them all three holding hands and kind of shaking and exchanging germs at that point in time between Begin, Sadat, and Carter. I don't know if either three of them got sick because of that, but you know, they didn't have a lot of the Purell back then.
No.
Now, no. If you would have seen that same thing with leaders on the desk where they're signing with the quill and everything, they would have had a jug of Purell just to make sure that everybody is clean and germ-free.
Yep.
That was in 1979. 1982, groundbreaking ceremonies took place in Washington, D.C. for the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. I just drove through St. Peter yesterday, and they're putting up some sort of a memorial, a memorial wall. I don't know if it's just for veterans or it's for all veterans, for all wars. It's right there on 169. It looks really nice. And it kind of looks like the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, kind of two slabs of granite coming in at an angle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in St. Peter in 1982, this date. the Vietnam Veterans Memorial groundbreaking ceremonies. 1990, everybody, all the ladies out there, wear your Halston dresses at half mast today because fashion designer Halston died at the age of 57. 1990 on this date.
I don't know exactly what that means, but I think I would like it. No, worn at half mast.
Worn at half mast, yes. Yeah. I think that would be okay. Of the ladies that have Halston dresses, half mast. Mm-hmm. 1992, judge sentenced Mike Tyson to 6 years in prison for assaulting beauty pageant contestant Desiree Washington on this date, 91. Mike Tyson, he's not a great member of society. Great boxer.
Yeah.
But he said and did some things that normal people don't say or do.
I think he's made some decisions that maybe he would look back on and go, you know, maybe I shouldn't have.
Including that face tattoo.
Right.
That was a bad decision. Tyson served 3 years in prison. 97 this date.
We're going to begin tonight with the strange suicide of the 39. It's very strange. The 18 men and 21 women whose bodies were found last night just north of San Diego may well have considered that now was the time to leave this world because they had been given the ultimate gift of everlasting life.
There was a spaceship hiding behind a comet, and these people, underneath their purple robes or blankets, were going to join them by committing suicide. This date, 1997, the Heaven's Gate cult.
Speaking of decisions, they had
the Green Bay Packer G as part of their logo, if you remember that.
Yeah.
That goofy bug-eyed guy that did the video was kind of their leader.
Wow.
And that was 1997. That was a grisly and gruesome.
Yeah, that's not good.
It was in Rancho Santa Fe, California, and they were in a beautiful mansion is where they were at, just huge mansion. Where this took place, 1997. 2000, our good buddy Vlad Putin, elected Russia's second democratically chosen president. He's
still there.
When I think democratic, I don't think Vladimir Putin, to be honest.
No, oddly enough, we don't.
No, but that was in 2000. 2004. Heavy boarding the sidewalk, surfing with me. Today we're remembering Jan Barry of Jan and Dean. You had your Dean Torrance, you had your Jan Barry doing sidewalk surfing. It sounds a lot like Catch a Wave by the Beach Boys.
Yes.
And of course, Jan and Dean and the Beach Boys were like one and the same. They collaborated together. Brian Wilson, in fact, co-wrote that song, Sidewalk Surfing. And Jan Barry, he was the one who was in the accident. He suffered a seizure on this date, 2004.
Yeah, he was young.
He was only 62 when he passed away on this date, 2004. And then 2 years later,
the number 20 car driven by Ed Carpenter and the number 17 car driven by Paul Dana that occurred approximately 10:03 this morning, shortly after the beginning of the practice. Both drivers were removed from their cars and flown to Jackson Memorial Hospital, where shortly before noon, Paul Dana was pronounced dead from the injuries he suffered in the accident.
Sad day in the racing community this date. Indy Racing, IndyCar Series driver Paul Dana killed in a crash. He was only 31 years old. That was the president of the IRL making that announcement this date. That was 12 years ago. That took place. Sandra Day O'Connor's having a birthday today, 88. Happy birthday. The first woman to sit on the Supreme Court. She's going strong at 88. Still wears her robe on a daily basis. You just can't give it up. But she has different colors now that she wears.
That's good.
It's not just black.
Okay.
Sandra Day O'Connor is 88. The actor Alan Arkin.
I'm in. I want to rock that night.
You seen the movie Going in Style? It's a cute movie with Morgan Freeman, Michael Caine, and that guy, Alan Arkin. Alan Arkin, famous for his nasally delivery. I think he had a deviated septum, but that was who he was. Mm-hmm. That was his voice.
And he made it work.
He was in Catch 22. He was in Argo. He's been in a lot of things. Sure. Million Dollar Arm. And that Going in Style was kind of a cute movie with those three old guys robbing a bank. Alan Arkin is 84 today.
What did he say? What did he say? But a beep, but a bap, but a boop, but a beep. He wants us to send Michael to hear the proposition. And the promise is that the deal is so good that we can't refuse.
Hey. You give an offer you can't refuse. Bada boop, bada beep, bada doo. That's James Caan in The Godfather. A great line delivered by a great actor.
Yep.
James Caan is 78. Bob Woodward is 75. The journalist from Washington Post, him and his buddy Carl Bernstein, they're the ones who broke the Watergate scandal. They got a little help from a guy or a gal named Deep Throat.
Yep.
We do know who Deep Throat is, and he was a guy.
Remember? It was a guy.
Revealed it was it before his death?
The guy shortly before,
just before his death, we found out, and I can't remember his name right now.
Either.
We all know him, though, as Deep Throat. You really don't need to know him as anything else.
And that was a great movie.
Bob, All the President's Men.
Yeah, not Deep Throat. All the President's Men.
Well,
yeah.
You saw Deep Throat, too, I'm sure. I'm coming up. I want the world to know. I got to let Diana Ross is 74. She could go disco. I mean, she was with the Supremes. She's Upside Down. Upside Down, You Turn Me. And now she's coming out. 74 for the great Diana Ross. Her daughter plays the mother on Blackish. I don't know if you knew that.
Did not.
This guy loves his scarves. He just ties them to the mic stand.
Yes,
it's a nice look. Steven Tyler, as he gets older, he looks more and more like a woman. Steven Tyler is 70 today.
Dude looks like a lady.
I mean, he sang the song. He lives his music, obviously. Was an American Idol judge there for a little bit. Aerosmith lead singer. Steven Tyler, 70. Vicki Lawrence, 69.
I've been slaving over a hot stove all day just so you can go down to the Bigger Jigger and drink your supper.
Oh, Mama, when a man works hard all day, he's got to unwind.
Oh, my goodness, Vic, can't you unwind having a pleasant meal with your family?
She's right. Now sit down and be pleasant, damn it.
Oh, she was good as Mama, wasn't she?
She was good.
And she could sing.
Sing a little bit.
Yeah. The night they drove old... The night the devil went down. The lights went out in Georgia.
Georgia, there we go.
The night the light, and you know that song can only be sung by a redhead. Vicki Lawrence, Reba McEntire, Richie Cunningham did a version, and you didn't
Carrot
know that,
Top.
Did you? Vicki Lawrence, I already used Carrot Top last year. That's an old joke. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Vicki Lawrence is 69. What's happening? He was Raj. Hey, Raj.
Is Mama home?
No, she's not home, but you got to know that Dee is going to give some kind of a sarcastic response to Raj. No Roger, no rerun, no rent, Neil. You're a big rerun guy, weren't you?
I never watched
like Raj.
It.
You like Raj?
Didn't really do any. The whole show didn't really work for me.
Oh, that's right. You were kind of checked out at that time, weren't you?
Yeah.
That's probably the polite way to say it at that time in the late 70s. You weren't too aware what was going around in your surroundings?
No.
His name is Ernest Thomas. He played Raj on What's Happening 69 today. Ronnie McDowell, country singer, is 68. Happy birthday. I'm going to play a Ronnie McDowell song here. Happy birthday. Mm-hmm. The big 68, Martin Short.
Oh, give me a break, a thunderstorm. Oh, and I suppose thunderstorms aren't the best. I doubt that very much, no way. Because it's just like there's so much fun, you know. You have to run inside and close the windows. Often there's a wind.
Ed Grimley, that's Martin Short.
What a great character.
And he's the one, he loves Pat Sajak, and he plays a triangle.
Right.
And
oh, that's right.
You just never know when you might have to play a triangle in an orchestra. Martin Short, so many characters, too many to list here. He's 68.
Surround me with love. I need you beside me.
Charlie McLean, happy birthday.
I want you to hold.
Surround me with love. She's 62. 1 year older than Lisa Gibbons. Lisa Gibbons, the Entertainment Tonight host. 61 today. Ooh, Lisa Gibbons, still lovely at 61.
Sure. Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Nobody puts baby in a corner. That baby is Jennifer Grey. She has had a nose job since that movie. And to be honest, I liked her better before it.
Ooh.
Jennifer Grey, she was cute and Dirty Dancing. Then she
sure
got her
was.
Nose fixed. She was Ferris Bueller's sister.
Yeah, right.
Jennifer Grey is 58. Another country singer today. A guy by the name of Kenny Chesney.
He's pretty good.
He's in tremendous shape. He obviously works out. He's coming to U.S. Bank Stadium.
Again.
He promises that they're going to fix the acoustic issues, the sound issues at U.S. Bank Stadium. He's never performed at U.S.
No,
Bank
that's
Stadium.
No, you're right. He's been the target field several times.
Kenny Chesney is 50 today.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make my own hot list. And you know what? You're on the not hot list. How does that feel?
doesn't bother me. I'm comfortable the way I am.
Maybe you shouldn't be so comfortable with yourself. You know why? You look like a miniature Tom Petty. How's that feel, huh? You think that haircut's cool? It's not. Looks like you put your Justin Bieber wig on backwards.
Oh, she's having a good time with that young man. Giving him the riot act there. Yeah. Leslie Mann from Knocked Up. I think that was from This Is 40. She was in the 40-year-old version. If it had something to do with 40-year-olds, she was in it.
Sure.
She is 46, and I'm cutting off my list right there.
That's it. Okay, let's get to the gone but not forgotten category. A four-time Pulitzer Prize-winning poet, Robert Frost. We'd run down a bunch of his poems, but we just are short on time. Robert Frost, born on this day, 1874. He gave us cake mixes like nobody's business.
Duncan Hines.
He was Duncan Hines.
Duncan Hines Deluxe 2. So moist, so delicious, they might not wait till it's frosted.
You know, when Deluxe 2 came out,
yes,
and then they put pudding in it?
Yes. Oh, it's so good.
I didn't leave the house for a whole summer.
Devil's food chocolate cake. Duncan Hines. 1880 for Duncan Hines. Tennessee Williams, Pulitzer. We've got your Pulitzer Prize winners today. He was a playwright, of course. Streetcar Named Desire. How about Cat on a Hot Tin Roof?
He did a Glass Menagerie was a good one, too.
1911, 1914. He ran the army through the years of the Vietnam War for the most part there, mid to late 60s. General William Westmoreland was born on this day, 1914. He was a four-star general. R&B singer Rufus Thomas.
Walking the dog, just a walking the dog. If you don't know how to do it, I'll show you how to walk the dog.
Gotta walk the dog sometimes.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, and if you're unsure,
don't forget your little baggie to clean up after
right,
the dog.
That is so key. Actor Strother Martin was in many, 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 many films, including True Grit. The original with John Wayne. He was in several Duke movies, along with and also Paul Newman, like Cool Hand Luke, now, Butch Cassidy, and the Sundance Kid.
Isn't he the one who delivered the line, "What we have here is a failure to communicate," in Cool Hand Luke?
I think he
isn't
was.
Isn't that one of the most famous movie lines of all time?
Strother Martin, his name, 1919. You know him as Mr. Spock on Star Trek.
Can you give me warp 8?
Aye, sir. And maybe a wee bit more. I'll sit on the warp engines myself and nurse them.
That position, Mr. Scott, would not only be unavailing, but also undignified.
Oh, the logic.
Impractical,
probably. Spock is my hero with his logic.
Hard not to like Spock. Leonard Nimoy, he was also In Search Of. On many occasions, I ran a great program called In Search Of. Leonard Nimoy is born on this day, 1931. And singer Teddy Pendergrass was born on this day, 1950. Of course, he would be, become quadriplegic in a car accident. Then he had colon cancer and left us very early. Teddy Pendergrass, 1950. They're all gone, but not forgotten, Joe.
And the almanac is also gone. It won't be forgotten because it will be posted at mybobcountry.com before noon today.
Don't you dare go running down my little town where I grew up.